Asgard was falling. The plain below was cratered with fires and laddered with smoke. Ragnarok, the end of the worlds, lay upon us like a pall. Odin had fallen, and Thor, and Tyr. Gullveig Heid, the sorceress, stood at the helm of the fleet of the dead. Dark Lord Surt, on dragon's wings, approached from out of chaos, and where his shadow fell, the dark was absolute and terrible. Bifrost was broken, and as I fell, clutching at the last of my glam, I saw the great bridge come apart at last in a fractal of brightness, spilling its millions of cantrips and runes into the wild and shattered air, so that for a moment everything was rainbow. Okay, stop. Stop. Wind back. That's the authorized version, the tourist's guide to Ragnarok. Bit much to take in all at once, I know, and yet you'll need to understand some of what happened in order to grasp the magnitude of our rise and fall. Luckily, or maybe not, there's an official record. Delivered first as a prophecy, it's now all that passes for history among what's left of our followers. The Prophecy of the Oracle, a poem of 36 stanzas outlining the rise and fall of the worlds, and retold over the centuries by every bard who wielded a lute or hack with a penchant for drama. That was the First Age. Ymir's time. There was no land or sea, just void between two darknesses, no stars by which to see. From the birth of the worlds in fire and ice, to their end in frozen darkness, the oracle predicted it all. The rise of the gods of Asgard, their golden age, their eventual fall, was laid out in those 36 stanzas. The struggle out of chaos, the quest for the runes of the Elder Script, the many adventures and exploits of Odin, leader of the clan, of Thor, his mighty though somewhat intellectually challenged son, of one-handed Tyr, of Freya of the Falcon Cloak, and Hawkeye Heimdall, and Baldur the Fair, and of course, Loki the Trickster. That's me. Recruited from chaos by Odin himself, though not given credit in the text for any of his virtues, his role in the narrative reduced to the series of tragic events which marred the latter part of his career, much as the Titanic has unfairly become a byword for disaster, rather than a celebration of its many sterling qualities. Still, water under the bridge now. But the fact remains, there was more to me than trickery and betrayal. Not much more. Nevertheless, my point stands. Never trust an oracle. The Æsir came. On Ida's plain, the new gods built their kingdom. Here they raised their citadel, their courts, their seats of wisdom. The oracle predicted that too. The building of the sky citadel, its rainbow bridge, its gleaming halls, the beauty and the splendor. Then came the creeping of unrest, the breaking of our brotherhood, the final betrayal of the gods by one whom Odin had himself betrayed. Our end was inescapable. Our fate was woven into the tale like a double skein of mortality. That knowledge tainted everything. Even at the pinnacle of our achievements, the prophecy of the oracle cast its shadow over us. And worst of all, it was a lie designed to bring about the very doom we sought to escape. The Æsir fell. Game over. Boo-hoo. So, to recap, the story so far. God, that's Odin, meets demon, that's me. God recruits demon from chaos with a view to exploiting his talents. God's friends and fellow deities take a somewhat dim view of this, as through a combination of hubris, predestination, and increasingly bad life choices, demon goes a bit off the rails, falls into bad company, wreaks havoc, causes the odd death, and eventually finds himself chained to a couple of rocks in Netherworld, is rescued by the sorceress just in time to play his part in the engineering of Ragnarok, including the fall of his erstwhile friends, before realizing that the house always wins, whichever colour card you play. I could have swung the outcome, you know. Even then, if Odin had acknowledged his mistake, I like to think they could have been saved. After all, it wouldn't have been the first time my quick thinking saved the gods from the brink of disaster. If he'd believed in me from the start, things might have been different. But Odin believed in the Oracle. That thrice-damned bauble had his ear, and somehow it managed to steer us towards the rocks we'd been trying to avoid. And Odin was a stiff-necked fool, and the rest of the gods always hated me. And so we lost Asgard, and they fell. Thor, Tyr, even the old man himself.